We'll get that handyman project started up, fired up. What you got going on around your house today, huh? Took y'all through the outdoor garden hour. Time to move inside or up on the rooftop. Let's get to work on the house, in the house, and around the house with Rosie on the house, your weekend happy place. You know what? I'm only going to talk about voting one time today. I'm going to tell everybody how to vote. But only one time today.
Okay. All right.
I think I'm going to give you a kitchen pass on this one.
A little bit later in the show, I'm going to tell you all how to vote.
On one thing.
On one thing.
And it's not the president.
Oh. Wow.
That take the thunder out?
I did. I was waiting to hear this.
Golly. Well, let's start with the storm that hit Safford and Thatcher. Beautiful little area of Arizona, Gila County. If you've never been over to that part of the state, I tell you, you're missing a great little treasure. Absolutely beautiful part of Arizona. You can mosey on to a little bit to the east and get over to Clifton and Morenci and head up north to Hannigan's Meadow and Alpine. That would probably be the premier fall color tour of the entire state.
Not for the queasy if on mountain grades.
It's got a few switchbacks. About 47 miles of switchbacks. That is true. Very true.
If you want to go view it, have a driver or discipline yourself to stop at the pullouts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't try and view and drive at the same time
It's a little bit of a tight road for that, for sure. So the area was hit with a pretty severe hailstorm a couple weeks ago. Now, and I know y'all can hear us. Y'all can hear us from broadcasting from any one of about three different stations we're on. And we've begun to get phone calls from that part of the state calling our office and asking us, how are we going to try and get this area repaired? Because the area doesn't support enough contractors to repair all of the property that was damaged. So there will be a huge influx into the area of hail, storm, repair specialists. And they'll come in from all over the country. And I just want to put all of you in that area on notice. You are taking a huge risk in going with contractors whose home office address is outside the state of Arizona. They're only going to be here long, and they may be operating completely legal. They may come in and have Arizona Registrar of Contractors operating license under their scope of work. But I promise you, if their address is outside Arizona, you are going to play havoc trying to get any service or warranty work done in the future. There are a few reputable storm chasers. The last time I went off on one of my soapboxes in storm chasers, this guy from Tucson calls and says, you know, I'm going to drive up to Phoenix. I'm going to punch you in the nose. I am a legally licensed, bonded, insured, specially storm chaser. And people need to know about me. He says, because many times, and he specialized in hail. He says, because many times my guys do go knock on the neighbor's door because they don't even know they've got hail damage until a specialist gets up on the roof and actually looks at it. So I'm not going to say there are no more good storm chasers anymore, but I'm going to tell you, you still have to do your due diligence. And I wouldn't use anyone that wasn't officed and headquartered in the state of Arizona. I'd go to the Registrar of Contractors website. I'd verify the current status of their license. I'd verify the complaint status of their license. I'd verify that their insurance policies all expire sometime after my job is going to be done. So I'd still do all the normal due diligence, and I'm going to encourage you. I don't want to hear this. You know, when you make the mistake, this is what we hear at the office. Jennifer, how many phone calls a week do we get? And that's how the call starts.
Well, it's very sad.
We get too, you won't say it, but we get too dang many.
Too dang many.
You know, and it just burns me up because they've done something they knew they shouldn't have done. They went with someone they knew they shouldn't have gone. And now they want us to come in and ride in on our white horses and be the saving knights.
Well, a question I get frequently is, what do you think of so-and-so? And they, you know, there's thousands of companies here. And I always have to tell them I can't comment on companies we haven't screened. So if you want our opinion on who's good, just go to our referral network. That's the only way we can keep them accountable and stuff. There's just too many. We're not the police. You know?
All right. So there's my that's my soft soapbox on storm chasers.
If you heard our 7 o'clock hour, we had registered contractors director in talking about the same topic. Talking about finding someone legitimate, and we had a guy in Glendale, John, who said, I was bound and determined to get someone local, and I still got ripped off. There's a roofing company named after a city, because they're in that city. Well, they're an incorporate. This storm chaser came in and took the same exact name, but finished it LLC. So you had Glendale Roofing, and he thought that's where he was going.
Oh, my goodness.
And they've been in Glendale 50, 60
yep.
years. Well, this company out of Kansas City came in and started Glendale Roofing LLC, and he thought he was going to the local roofing company, had his roof redone, had a leak a year later, went back. They were gone from the building.
Packed up and gone.
He contacted the landlord. The landlord told him who that roofing company was and left. So he tried to go local and was duped because of a very sneaky out-of-state contractor that just took a very similar name to a company that's been here a long time. So make sure you get that ROC license number. Take that to the registered contractor's website. Research it. Look at it. And then even call if they were using Glendale Roofing's ROC number, still call them. Is this your physical location? Because you could go on the registered contractor's website, steal an ROC number, and be like, yeah, this is mine.
Well, and that actually happened to a couple of my remodeling buddies during the Great Recession with out-of-work people who didn't have the time or the money or the inclination to get legal. They just went on the website and started stealing license numbers mm-hmm. and using it. And then one of my buddies got a call and said, you're under danger of losing your license. You haven't responded to this complaint. And I said, what complaint? Well, here's the address. We don't have a job at that address. And they had to go over there and, you know, and the homeowner said, no, these aren't the people I've been dealing with. What a mess.
We do have a great resource on the website called How to Choose a Contractor. It's a little resource guide. Just a great, if you don't, there are good companies out there, but you just have to take the time to find them, and that's one way to do it. It talks you through the process.
At rosieonthehouse.com. While you're there, go ahead and subscribe to our email newsletter, and you'll get our weekly article every single week delivered into your email box. This week, we're talking about, do you need to hire a handyman? We'll be getting into that in the 10 o'clock hour, but the 9 o'clock hour is your hour. If you've got a project going in, about, or around your house, give us a ring. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Let us help you talk you through that one project that just can't seem to get finished, or that project that just can't seem to get started. give us a ring and we'll try and hit you up with our advice on either side of that project, whether it has to do with the concrete, the cabinets, the countertops, the air conditioning, the lighting, the plumbing, the insulation, the drywall, or the painting. Whatever it is, you can give us a ring now. Let us help you through it. 1-888-767-4348. Or you can text us at 411-923. And Jennifer always likes me to invite people to friend us at Facebook. So I'm going to say it, and I have no idea what that means. Friend us on Facebook. One of the ways that we reach out to people isn't just this weekly four-hour radio show. We have newspaper articles in newspapers all over the state, including our own email newsletter that goes out every single week. Some of the things we're covering right now is in the Casa Grande Dispatch, we're talking about electrical safety. You'll actually see that in Sunday's paper. In the Green Valley News, there's an article about open or closed kitchen and the trend that some people say is coming back of closing the kitchens back up. We cover that in the Green Valley News tomorrow, or that's today. And then Arizona Daily Star down in Tucson, we're talking about radon, that invisible, odorless gas that can infiltrate your home. In the Arizona Daily Star, what we do is we get questions from Pima and Pinal and Santa Cruz County, generally by email, and we answer those questions for those homeowners that live in that particular area. And the Daily Star publishes them every Sunday. As a matter of fact, when we were down at the Southern Arizona Home Builders Show 2 weeks ago, we had many people come up and tell us they're clipping that article, they're saving the article, they're cataloging the article by topic so that they're developing their own little homeownership manual. Now, what I tried to tell them is you don't need to do that. You can just go to our website and all that information is already there. But I get it. You know, some people just like to have it organized in their format, in their print. I actually went to Mesa and met with a gentleman, Romy, who has cassette recorded our show. And he has the topic and the date, and he has them stacked by category. And every time he's working on one particular cat, he goes and pulls that cassette down and plays it. And I didn't want to tell him he didn't need to do that either. They're all already on the website, rosieonthehouse.com. We've got calls loading up. We're going to take a short break here and get to the calls right after this. We do have an open line. If you want to jump on, it'd be a great time to do it. We'll get to as many calls as we can at 1-888-767-4348.